Test 3. Listening Part 4. Exam Practice. You will hear an interview with a man called Jamie Hagger, who is talking about his career as a professional tree climber. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
I'm talking to professional tree climber Jamie Hagger. Jamie, you use your tree climbing skills to assist film crews, scientists, local councils and other organisations with their projects. Why did you choose this type of work?
After school, I trained as an arborist, someone who takes care of keeping trees healthy, and that's how I gained an understanding of tree biology, but also how vital they are to the world's climate and ecosystems. It involved plenty of studying, and sitting within four walls never really appealed to me. When choosing what to do next, spending as much time as possible in the wild was my goal, and I ended up doing this job. It isn't something everyone would choose, to be fair.
Did you climb trees as a child?
Yes, despite my parents' warnings. Most kids do. It's natural when you see trees with their trunks and branches to want to climb them, whether it's an apple tree in the back garden or an oak in the forest. Mum and Dad just made sure they kept an eye on me. I think they were comforted by the possible benefits I was getting, as I'd always come down wanting to look things up in books. I had a vivid imagination and used to make up all sorts of tales about strange creatures living in the trees.
Did you take any tree climbing courses?
Yes, after leaving college. Because of the strength needed to climb, I thought it'd be mainly athletic types, but there were people of all shapes, ages and sizes, eager to show off their abilities. I think it was a case of more confidence than common sense in some cases, as one or two hurt themselves after ignoring the instructor's guidance. Anyway, courses introduce people to essential techniques and tools that make climbing easier and safer.
And you now lead tree climbing expeditions for teenagers?
Yes, up to 15 in a group. I remember my first one and the responsibility of being in charge. Climbing involves lots of gear, from rope, helmets and saddles to giant slingshots for hooking rope high in a tree. On that particular expedition, at the last minute, I spotted some nests in the trees I'd marked out for our climb. It's crucial to check this sort of thing in advance. I hurriedly assessed the surroundings and found another option. It turned out there were nests up there too, which unfortunately we disturbed.
Are there any things you dislike about your work?
Some contracts involve assisting with removal of large diseased trees. It's never a comfortable feeling taking an axe or chainsaw to something that's been alive hundreds of years. Another issue, though not nearly so bad, is that working all over the world means living out of a backpack for much of the year, but it makes me appreciate things on my return home. One thing people expect me to say is danger from poisonous insects and snakes. And I do come across them, only they're as keen to avoid me as I am them.
You've just assisted on a scientific project.
Yes, it was about the canopy. That's the highest part of the forest, where the plants and animals are still quite mysterious to us. I was working with a group of researchers who needed me to help them in the canopy tops to analyse how healthy the situation was up there. They wanted to understand more about the impact on the canopy of increased levels of carbon dioxide from industrial sources, which actually caused trees to get bigger faster.
Fascinating. So, Jamie, do people have any false beliefs about what you do?
As a result of having climbed trees as children, there are those that assume it's a piece of cake. Yet the physical and mental demands of climbing the tallest trees would astonish them. People with experience of climbing cliffs and mountains have very different purposes and methods, but they at least realise how complex an operation it might be, and that extensive experience and skills are necessary.
And Jamie, lastly...
Now you'll hear part four again.
I'm talking to professional tree climber Jamie Hagger. Jamie, you use your tree climbing skills to assist film crews, scientists, local councils and other organisations with their projects. Why did you choose this type of work?
After school, I trained as an arborist, someone who takes care of keeping trees healthy, and that's how I gained an understanding of tree biology, but also how vital they are to the world's climate and ecosystems. It involved plenty of studying, and sitting within four walls never really appealed to me. When choosing what to do next, spending as much time as possible in the wild was my goal, and I ended up doing this job. It isn't something everyone would choose, to be fair.
Did you climb trees as a child?
Yes, despite my parents' warnings. Most kids do. It's natural when you see trees with their trunks and branches to want to climb them, whether it's an apple tree in the back garden or an oak in the forest. Mum and Dad just made sure they kept an eye on me. I think they were comforted by the possible benefits I was getting, as I'd always come down wanting to look things up in books. I had a vivid imagination and used to make up all sorts of tales about strange creatures living in the trees.
Did you take any tree climbing courses?
Yes, after leaving college. Because of the strength needed to climb, I thought it'd be mainly athletic types, but there were people of all shapes, ages and sizes eager to show off their abilities. I think it was a case of more confidence than common sense in some cases, as one or two hurt themselves after ignoring the instructor's guidance. Anyway, courses introduce people to essential techniques and tools that make climbing easier and safer.
And you now lead tree climbing expeditions for teenagers?
Yes, up to 15 in a group. I remember my first one and the responsibility of being in charge. Climbing involves lots of gear, from rope, helmets and saddles to giant slingshots for hooking rope high in a tree. On that particular expedition, at the last minute, I spotted some nests in the trees I'd marked out for our climb. It's crucial to check this sort of thing in advance. I hurriedly assessed the surroundings and found another option. It turned out there were nests up there too, which unfortunately we disturbed.
Are there any things you dislike about your work?
Some contracts involve assisting with removal of large diseased trees. It's never a comfortable feeling taking an axe or chainsaw to something that's been alive hundreds of years. Another issue, though not nearly so bad, is that working all over the world means living out of a backpack for much of the year, but it makes me appreciate things on my return home. One thing people expect me to say is danger from poisonous insects and snakes. And I do come across them, only they're as keen to avoid me as I am them.
You've just assisted on a scientific project.
Yes, it was about the canopy. That's the highest part of the forest, where the plants and animals are still quite mysterious to us. I was working with a group of researchers who needed me to help them in the canopy tops to analyse how healthy the situation was up there. They wanted to understand more about the impact on the canopy of increased levels of carbon dioxide from industrial sources, which actually caused trees to get bigger faster.
Fascinating. So, Jamie, do people have any false beliefs about what you do?
As a result of having climbed trees as children, there are those that assume it's a piece of cake. Yet the physical and mental demands of climbing the tallest trees would astonish them. People with experience of climbing cliffs and mountains have very different purposes and methods, but they at least realise how complex an operation it might be, and that extensive experience and skills are necessary.
And Jamie, lastly...
That's the end of part 4.